struggle with being truly thankful today? Elizabeth Elliot says, "I'm one who is having to learn this lesson of gratitude." I think we can all relate to what Elizabeth is saying. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about a lamp for my feet. Somebody asked me if I was a radio preacher. Well, I appreciate the question because it gives me a chance to say, no, I'm not any kind of a preacher. In fact, I'm not even a teacher in the strict sense of the word. I've had a little experience teaching, one semester in high school and a few years as an adjunct professor in a seminary, but I certainly am not a preacher. I think of myself as simply a witness. I'm one of millions who have recognized my need of God. As the psalmist said, I called on the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I'm so grateful for the opportunity. Each morning when we come to the studio to prepare these talks, to broadcast these talks, we pray together, and we pray that the Lord will take the different kinds of work that he has given to each of us and transform it for the good of all of you. We're both awed and humble and grateful to God for the privilege that he has given us. And it's my prayer that in each program, in some way, I will be able to point you to Jesus Christ, not to Elizabeth Elliot. You can do without me very well indeed, but there isn't one of us that can do without Jesus Christ. Another verse from the Psalms, which is one of my favorites, it's one of my life verses, is from Psalm 119. I have found more joy along the path of thy commandments than in any kind of wealth. Now, how can I know where to find joy if I don't know the path? We live in a dark world. As I've said in the introduction to my book called A Lamp for My Feet, we don't have very much use anymore for lamps in the sense of oil lamps. In America, we have artificial light, street lights, traffic lights, Klieg lights, strobe lights, spotlights, headlights, fluorescent lights, floodlights, neon lights. You name it, we've got it. Just about everything except oil lamps. Well, some people, of course, are using oil lamps just in order to give themselves the feeling that there are still some simple, old-fashioned, natural things. In my study, I have a tiny clay lamp that a friend gave me in Jerusalem. An Arab friend gave this to me. He told me that it was about 2,000 years old. It had come out of a dig somewhere near there. And he explained to me that these tiny clay lamps were sometimes attached to the leather thong of a sandal, so that when a man was walking in the dark, this little lamp would cast just a small circle of light on the dusty, stony ground. But that little circle of light was sufficient for him to take the next step. And that's the way I see God's Word. All the wisdom that God intended for us to have is enclosed in the 66 books which constitute the Bible. But there's no way that you and I can glean more than just tiny bits and pieces at a time. As one of the old mystics said, God is a mountain of corn from whom I, like a sparrow, take a single kernel. And I hope that each day, as you read the Bible and ask for God's direction on your pathway of life, that you will look for that little circle of light that his lamp has cast on your pathway and put your foot right there. Do the thing that God is asking you to do. I wrote this book, A Lamp for My Feet, when I was approaching 60. I'm over 60 now, And as I was thinking about my introduction to the book, I mentioned the fact that by the biblical norm, I'm old. I know that it's very unpopular nowadays to suggest to anyone, certainly not in their 50s, and not very many people in their 60s want it to be suggested to them that they are old. And God forbid that any of us ever reaches elderly. And my mother-in-law, who is over 80, insists that she's not old at all. And I hear people say all the time, well, you know, you're only as old as you feel. Well, sometimes I feel pretty ancient. Most of the time I don't feel any older than I did when I was 20. But by the biblical norm, which is 80 years, 70 years, if that's the life expectancy of most of us human beings, then surely by the time we get to 60, we're old. Now, the only reason that I mention this is that I would hope that I have learned one or two things which may help to make the pathway a bit clearer for some of my younger listeners. Maybe it will help you to learn to use the lamp of the Word. I'm thankful that my parents taught me the importance of reading the Bible, and they taught us by reading it to us before we could read, reading it to us long after we could read. We'd join together in family prayers and listen to my father read the Bible twice a day. And they also encouraged us to read privately for ourselves. In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 20 to 23, we read, "My son, observe your father's commands and do not reject the teaching of your mother. Wear them always next to your heart and bind them close about your neck. For a command is a lamp and teaching a light. Reproof and correction point the way of life." Now that's exactly what my little book, A Lamp for My Feet, is meant to help you do, to find the way of life by pointing you to the book of God, to the commandments of God. How to walk in the path of obedience. Well, there she goes again. I can hear some of my listeners saying she is always talking about obedience and trust. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I think you've heard that before, and you're going to hear it again as long as you keep listening to me. But that's what the Bible is about, isn't it? Here's what God says. This is what we are to do. If God says it, then with all my might, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength, I am going to love him, which I will signal by my obedience. And I can't do that by myself. Of course I can't. I need his grace. I need his help. And so I come to him. I look into his word for that lamp and that direction. And I trust him to help me. I've always been aware of needing direction in my own life. Am I talking to someone out there today who is confused, somebody who's in the dark about something and needing direction? Just a week or so ago, my dear niece, Gallaudet Howard, who has just graduated from Harvard University with every imaginable honor, told me that she really didn't know how to make bread. Now, she knows a thousand things that I don't know and never will know, but she didn't know how to make bread. So she said, "Aunt Elizabeth, would you teach me?" So she came over one morning. We had a great time. And she was thrilled to death. In fact, she wrote me the nicest little thank you note. She said, "I know to you it's old stuff. You've been making bread for years. But to me it's exciting." And she took that loaf of bread down to Harvard and shared it with some of her friends. Well, what did she do? She didn't stand there telling me how she felt good about making the bread or asking me, "Well, why do you do it this way?" or "Why don't you do it this way?" She simply stood there, watched what I did, copied it as exactly as she could, and asked questions. And whatever my answers were, she took to heart. A sensible person pays attention, conscientiously tries to follow directions, understand, and apply the truth. As my father used to say, no matter how thick a book is, 15 minutes a day will get you through it. You can read the Bible out loud in 77 hours. Did you know that? So if you only read 15 minutes a day, you'll be amazed that you can read the whole Bible. But don't zoom through it. Pray about it. Think about it. Meditate. Make some notes. Apply the truth. Keep a spiritual journal. And obey. Now, this book, A Lamp for My Feet, is not packed with new methods of success and self-realization and fulfillment and understanding and happiness. There are lots of seminars and conferences and workshops and programs on diets and jobs and husbands and house and decor. And people often think that the idea of new means good. This is a book about some very ancient truths. Follow the little pool of light that the lamp casts. May the Lord bless you and help you and encourage you as you look into His Word and follow the light of that lamp.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.